John Taylor at Stern AG in Leach with some troubling financial news as to do with the inflation, John.
Yeah, we get the PPI number this morning. That's, of course, inflation at the wholesale level. And, you know, we keep talking about inflation. Bill, you and I talk about it almost every day. And, of course, Chairman Bernanke says there is no inflation. Well, this morning from the government, the PPI number month over month was up 0.8%. Now, that's not all that troubling, but the core number, which is what you get if you take out food and inflation, they call that the core inflation number. And, of course, they do that because those two components are so volatile. They were expecting to be up 0.2%. It was up 0.5, so 2.5 times expected. And we just continue to see inflation worm its way into all kinds of things here in the U.S. Some other numbers released this morning. Housing starts, nice number, 596,000, up over 520,000 last month. Building permits, 562,000, a little down over last month, but that inflation number is what's getting kind of the most attention. A bankruptcy filing that has occurred that we've been expecting for weeks, and that's Borders. You know, they're the number two book chain, and they've been trying to restructure themselves and borrow money and do all kinds of things, but they're just kind of late to the party. For example, they only introduced something to compete with the Kindle just within the last few months, really, and they really only got into online book selling in 2008, whereas Amazon got into that in 1995. The history of Borders is kind of interesting because I've really kind of forgotten where they came from, but what happened back in 1992, Kmart acquired Borders. There was about 20 stores at the time, and the Kmart already had a chain called Walden Books. A lot of us around here will remember that. They combined that and had an IPO in 1995. At one time, there were about 1,000 locations. There were 200 of those Borders super bookstores, and they're filing bankruptcy, and unfortunately, if you're a shareholder, don't expect to get anything in return. One of the other things that happened late yesterday afternoon, it actually caused the after-hours trading on this stock to stop for a while, and that is Dell Computers. They released numbers after the market closed yesterday, and they were such good numbers that the stock surged so much that they actually stopped trading after-hours trading for a while. They had a significant, they really blew past Wall Street's expectations. But as Wall Street always does, they always begin to wring their hands, and they always find something wrong with something good. And so they pointed out that this increase in sales and profits came from business spending as corporations began to replace outdated hardware. But they pointed out that these are low-margin items, and they're going to be hard-pressed to add anything to this, that they don't expect this to be a chain of events. And here's some good news. Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, proposing that we have a substantial revision in corporate income tax rates, something I've been talking about for many years, frankly. Currently, the United States has a maximum corporate tax rate of 35%. And, of course, corporations don't really pay taxes. They pass that on to us, that buy those people that buy their products. But he points out that the main trading partners of U.S. corporations have a tax rate that's in the 20s. And so he's proposing that this tax rate for U.S. corporations needs to drop from 35% down to what he calls the high 20s. And he says they should do that by eliminating some loopholes. Well, when you take a loophole away from somebody else, it increases somebody else's taxes. One of the things that they're proposing is reducing some of the tax breaks for the oil and gas industry. And they said that would save the Treasury about $43.6 billion over the next 10 years. And, of course, you know what the oil and gas industry thinks about that proposal.
No, they won't like that. I tell you, you know, you talk about the bookstores. It used to be, and again, changing world. When the ladies would go shopping, I'd say, meet me in the books. I'll be in the bookstore whenever you're done shopping. You'll find me there. Well, now I have to go to the food court, and that's not so good.
Well, and people that are using Kindles are saying, you know, what's a book?
There you are. That's it. All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor at Stern AG in Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Marty Houston has that Kindle, and he's always looking at it. And I got to get one, too. Got to stay up, you know. And you can stay up with your finances by checking in with John Taylor at Stern AG in Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 479-782-2527 and email him at johntaylor@sternag.com. We appreciate him being part of our programming here every weekday morning.
In the Channel 5 newsroom, I'm Darren Bob. New Census Bureau figures show there are more Hispanics in Oklahoma now.